Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest is here as part of our check-in with UAS each week. It's Felix T.A. He's an administrative assistant, student activities, student government, and part of the UAS's Whale Song as well. Felix, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. So here we go into second semester out at UAS. How are things going?
It's going. Trying to stay warm.
Right.
But it looks like everyone's engaged and doing well thus far.
All right. What are the things that help keep us warm this time of year?
Aside from hot cocoa, we try to keep things lively and provide some fun events at the university for all the students, staff, faculty, and the community too, the greater Juno community.
It sounds funny to talk about something like the polar plunge to help keep us warm.
Exactly. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. No, that's... it's a tradition. So yeah. Traditions sometimes are die hard, and this one I don't see it dying anytime soon.
You said it's your 21st?
Yeah, 21st annual polar plunge held by the university.
Wow, and this Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday, 1:30. So we look at the high tide and keep it nice and safe. I just on my way here I noticed some light layers of ice out there, but we'll clear it. And there'll be rescue folks there on hand and paramedics.
And what's the location?
It's going to be at Slatter Harbor at Auk Bay, which is at that nice new harbor that was built a couple years now. Yeah, there'll be folks on hand taking photos as well.
Saturday, 1:30. How many people generally show up for this?
Oh, I don't know if weather has a factor into it. I know we like it cold, but... we can get 80, 100 people, maybe more, and usually that's spectators. So, and it's free and open to all. So you can come and spectate, take photos, have fun with it, but you can also come and sign up the jump. So costumes are highly encouraged. So it's always a fun time.
Have you done it?
I volunteered to help, but I've never jumped myself.
Felix.
I know.
Maybe it's the year, this year.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I can afford to get sick, but no. But I'm always rooting for everyone else.
All right. What do people seem to enjoy about jumping into freezing water?
That's a great question. I think it's the thrill of being able to say I jumped in frigid Alaskan waters and to do it in unison. A lot of folks come and jump together. You do it as a community. So it's something to be prideful.
All right. So a social kind of event. And I've heard there are health benefits of shocks to the system like that, that cold water.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what those are, but maybe it's gaining courage. I mean, once you do it, it's like once you sing your first karaoke song, you're not as nervous to sing the next one. Maybe that type of thing.
All right. So Polar Plunge this Saturday, 1:30 at Slatter Harbor in Auk Bay.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm trying to there's a couple ways to enter the harbor. How would you describe to our listeners how to which part to do?
Yeah, so there should be the easiest access right across from where you find Gonzo or I was going to say Chan's Thai Kitchen, but I'm not sure if they're still.
I think so. So not by Dehart's as much. Keep going a little bit further and then turn in. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I believe they're. You can still get in through Dehart's if you end up in that way. I think it's all open.
Okay.
So you can always go in through there if you end up driving in through that entrance.
All right. Polar Plunge this Saturday, 1:30, Slatter Harbor. You heard it here. What else is going on, Felix?
Yeah, beyond that, we have some great events this semester that we're looking forward to have everyone come out to, including a great hypnotist known as Chris Jones, who's been to Juno before, and he's returning on Friday, February 15th. 7 in the evening at the UAS Rec Center. So look forward to a hilarious good time.
A hypnotist. What inspired this?
Something different, something in variety. And he's been here before, and we've had great turnout and great reaction to his performances. And he's best known for being on America's Got Talent and hypnotizing Howie Mandel, who's, he hates germs, but he hypnotized him and ended up shaking his hand, and Howie really didn't like that. But this is a free event, and we're hoping folks can come out and have fun with this.
All right. So that's 7 p.m. the day after Valentine's on the 15th at the UAS Rec Center.
Exactly. Yeah.
And for folks that haven't been to the new Rec Center, how would you describe how to get there?
Yeah. So if you're heading down towards the valley, towards the university, past E-Hearts, past that roundabout up the hill, and you'll see the sign that says University, make a left. And the recreation center there is open to all, so especially for events like this.
And that's free.
Yeah,
for anyone.
That's free, thanks to the Alaska Airlines concert series.
All right.
So pretty great.
Got it. What else is going on?
And a little bit later, and as these events come near, we'll get more details out for folks. We have a neo-folk band coming up, Ballroom Thieves. Formed in Stonehill College, Northeastern Massachusetts. So we're looking forward to them, and that's also going to be a free event. We have comedian Jose Sardui, March 1st, 7 p.m., also at that rec center location. You'll get to hear about his upbringing in a Cuban household, so and all the funny moments that come with that. And another comedian, Morgan Jay, later in April, April 20th. He's a comedian, musician, writer, performer, and all these that I've just mentioned are free. So.
And ways to engage with the public and also fun stuff for the students to do? Is that sort of the inspiration behind it?
Exactly. You know, we represent Southeast Alaska and we want to provide a little bit to everyone.
Thinking about the fall schedule, when does that usually come out, give or take?
Soon.
Does
yeah,
it? Okay.
I'll have to get the exact date out.
Sure.
If I'm not mistaken, it'll be sometime this month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to that. What else is going on?
We also have this is a little bit different for us. We're going to have a balloon artist, Brian Getz, who's going to be here in April for our spring carnival. So folks should definitely come out to see him, and we're hoping he'll make like a large Spike the mascot, Spike the whale balloon statue or sculpture of some sorts.
All
and that'll
right.
be April. In April is our spring carnival.
Fun stuff going on at the local University of Alaska Southeast. If we want more information about what you're all up to, activities and such, where can we get that?
Yeah, one of the more convenient ways is visiting the UAS website, uas.alaska.edu. And there's a calendar there. There's a little events calendar, and people can see all sorts of events and a little bit description about them and the times and things like that. And if you can't find it, there's a little search box. Just type in calendar, and it'll connect you that way as well.
All right, Felix, anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's what we have on our horizon, and we'll share more details of other events as they come along. But hopefully folks will come out this Saturday, Polar Plunge, 1:30. Are you going to be there, Scott?
I'm not sure yet.
No. No pressure.
I will if you do.
We'll
think about it. We'll
think about it, yeah.
Thanks, Felix.
Thank you, Scott.
As the dark invades the day, you search for words of solace, but find nothing to say.